Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. This is your host, Sharon Jeffers, and I welcome you here today. I'm so happy that you're there. And if you're new to my show, you might want to check out my website, starofthemagi.com. I think there's a link there on BBS. And you can discover your birthday card, and also that the deck of playing cards was originally a calendar. And this radio show is based on that oracle. And what we do here is talk about our journey through time. I do have open lines so that you can call in for readings. And, you know, most of the time it's personal stuff. Sometimes other topics come up. I welcome you to call in about the cards or if you have a question. Each one of us has a birth card according to the day we were born. We also have a planetary ruling card, a soul card, a spirit card. I define those things on my website under the section titled The Cards. And you can look at brief descriptions about who you are. I also have another website that you can visit. It's allinthecards.com, which has relationship compatibilities. And I want to announce to the world today that I just finished my manuscript for my relationship book, and it's gone to the publisher. So I'm really excited about this, called Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships. You can sign up on my website for the card of the day to receive that in your email every day. That's a free service that I offer to those who would like to sign up. And then if you want other information about what's going on with me, that you will find that, you know, that will come in your email if I have something going on or when my new book comes out. So each day of the calendar year is governed by a specific card. Today is May 15th, which is the Four of Diamonds. And the Four of Diamonds, diamonds rule values and work. And the Four of Diamonds is about stabilizing those values, stabilizing money. Diamonds rule money and values, sorry. And I was looking at the word work. And what I said about this card today is that the power of love is ruling this day and that we should use it wisely. And there's a strong Venus connection with this card. It's actually governed by that planet. So there can be a lot of charisma in the air today, and we have to be careful that we have our eyes open so that we don't get lost in fantasy. On the other hand, this is an extraordinary day to be productive and to work to accomplish things that we want to get done. And there's a lot of support for that kind of activity in this day. Socializing is also fun today. So, on the air with me today, I have my friend Audrey Philpott, who we call the Jewish Oprah. Audrey, are you there?
I certainly am, Sharon.
Thank you for being here today.
It's my pleasure.
On this Four of Diamonds Day, and you're a four birthday.
Yes, I am.
You're a four of clubs. And I think you have a birthday coming up pretty soon.
Indeed I do.
Indeed you do. When is that birthday coming up?
It's May the 28th.
Yeah.
I'm a Gemini, and this is a big birthday for me.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it is.
Are you turning 40?
Something like that. Yeah, they had a couple of decades. Right there.
So this is your 60th birthday coming up.
You are correct.
Okay, so let me tell the listeners that for those of you who aren't familiar with the system, I highly recommend you explore it because it packs quite a bit of power and is such an excellent tool for understanding who we are and the energy that we embody and the guidance that we actually come with in the package called Ourself when we're born into this life. So we have a birthday card, we have a spirit card, we have a soul card, and we have a planetary ruling card. We have a 13-card life path We have a spirit path. We have all sorts of information to draw on. So, Audrey, your birthday is the 28th of May, which is the Four of Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a Gemini, so your planetary ruling card is the Wheeling Dealing Two of Diamonds. So I just want to talk about my friend Audrey for a minute.
All righty.
She also has, she's got a lot going on. You know, the Four of Clubs, fours are about building and stabilizing and creating structures and foundations. And clubs represent the mental realm and anything having to do with communication and learning. And the Four of Clubs, to me, is about bringing ideas into form. Your planetary ruling card, which is how you move through life, is the Two of Diamonds. This is a wheeler-dealer card. And let me tell you people about this woman. She can wheel and deal unlike anybody I've ever seen in my life. She's very conscious, very enlightened, amazing, incredible communicator, the clubs, and she can negotiate her way or anybody else's into anything, any place. It's absolutely amazing. Would you say that's true?
I would say that that's true.
You didn't know I was going to do this, did you?
No, I didn't. But
I didn't either.
I would say that that's very true, that I actually, when I have a clear intention,
yes,
it happens. It happens because I make it happen, you know. But the intention is first, and then the happening is second, and, you know, I'm just sort of relentless.
And would you say the intention... Well, the intention and your is a combination. The reason it, God, what's happening to my brain and my mouth here? You guys, I'm so sorry. I've had my face in a computer for the past 2 weeks, day and night. Would you say that it's the combination of your intention and your action? You're taking action.
Definitely.
That creates, that brings things into form and manifestation.
I would say definitely, and I would say that the intention is something that I'm usually inspired to do. It's not something that necessarily comes out of my day-to-day thought process. And if I feel it, I take steps, and then things start to happen.
Yes. And this is a true path of manifestation, wouldn't you say?
I would say that.
Yes, of course you would, because that's who you are. Now, something that's interesting, I move the exact same way that you do. And we live in the Mars line in the cards.
Mm-hmm.
So to us, we understand, you know, focusing, setting our sights on something, and then moving with intention and taking the action to manifest that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that lives in the Neptune line may be more prone to dreaming things into their reality.
Interesting. So they have a different way of manifesting.
And that's one of the things that's so cool about the cards to me. It's like, when I understand, I embody my birth card. It's like the gown I wear to the ball. That's who I show up as far as, you know, my lessons are there. And that's the path that I walk to learn those lessons. We have a soul card. And your soul card is the Six of Hearts. That card guides you through this life and reveals to you how to best unfold your work in this world, the work that resonates with your essence. That card also sits behind you for life. So the Six of Hearts is the card that carries responsibility for higher love, for balance and harmony in relationships. So conscious awareness, taking responsibility in relationships, and moving from a place of love, understanding, compassion. And, you know, so you, not only is that your soul card, that these are the gifts you bring into this life. You already knew, you already know how to live like this. It also, this card stands behind you for life, which isn't usually the case. So that support is always there for you. It's almost like a big cushy chair.
Mm-hmm.
Heart energy is really like a big cushy chair. I have the King of Hearts behind me, and I like to fall back into that energy sometimes, and I call the King of Hearts the exalted bum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, sometimes I just like to fall back into that energy and feel what that's like, just to be served by the universe. And when you fall back into that heart energy, it's all about being embraced in love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at age 60. Oh, look at you. You're sitting up on the mountain there in the crown line.
Yippee!
Yeah, so you're sitting in the Ten of Clubs, Jack of Spades house. So this year coming up for you is going to have a lot to do with you being a teacher to others. And in that teaching will be involved spiritual awakening or initiation into higher thought and awareness. And this can be through any medium because it's all about communicating through the club suit. You're sitting in the Ten of Clubs house. And this is at the top of the Mars line, so that motivation to do that, you'll probably be quite driven to more than usual. To really get your message out and create a platform. And interestingly enough, Audrey has a web TV show. I'm going to be on her web TV show tomorrow. We'll talk about that a little bit. But that she does on Got TV.
GotWebTV.com.
GotWebTV.com. So you have created and are continuing to create that type of platform, which is really your destiny. The Six of Spades is sitting in your house, age 60. So, you know, you've probably already felt that moving toward you.
Oh, definitely. I feel a very, very strong motivation. And I also feel motivated to just use this as an opportunity to overcome any limitations that I have about creating the resources to really take my show to the next level so that it can really go out there and really provide information and inspiration for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And you're probably going to be traveling a lot this year to do that as well, this coming year. And people, when I talk about year, when I speak of the year, I'm speaking birthday to birthday. Mm-hmm. I want to welcome you to call in if anybody wants to call in. It's funny because so often if there's a conversation going on, people don't call in. I don't know if it's because it's interesting or they don't want to interrupt or they've decided not to listen. But you're welcome to call in. And when you do call in, I would like the month and day of your birthday. One of the topics that I want to talk about, the two things that are really near and dear to my heart, besides children and animals, which come first, is manifestation and relationships. And, of course, you know, I just finished this book on relationships, and this information, the way I've put it out relative to the cards, is really profound because it defines the relationship itself and how that the effects that the relationship has on us, the agendas it has, the personality it has, and how what that's going to evoke within the people that are in the relationship. And manifestation is the other topic that's really important to me because, you know, the law of attraction has become a very popular topic, and the secret, and of course, and you probably think as I do, I believe that each one of us is the secret. I don't think there's anything else going on in that realm of secret. It's like we are the secret when it comes to manifestation, and perhaps Well, I guess there's more than one secret. There's also us aligning with the greater forces that are at work in our lives that enable us to co-create in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, when I understand the influences that govern me in my life and the gifts that I carry in this life, and when I take the time to still myself and resonate within with the essence of my being, then timing is automatically perfect because I'm not pushing, I'm not pulling, I'm being in a place of stillness. It's like floating on the river. So my intention comes from my inspiration. Do you have a comment?
I totally agree with that. I just heard a little beep. I guess somebody's trying
to call. You did hear a beep.
Heard a little beep.
Do you have a caller?
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Tony.
Tony?
Yes. Yes.
Tony, you're on the line with Sharon and Audrey.
Hello. Good evening. And good afternoon.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from France.
From France?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Maybe that's why you sound so far away.
Yeah, perhaps.
Wow, I didn't even know that was possible.
Thanks to the internet, yes. It's great.
Oh, my goodness.
My internet phone, rather.
Well, thank you. You're my first caller from France.
Okay, okay. I've just, first time listening to yours. I've only tuned into BBS radio for about a month now. I just discovered it, so...
And are you familiar with this oracle, this system?
Absolutely. No, not at all, but I'm very curious.
Yes. When is your birthday?
It's August 1st.
August what?
August 1st.
1st?
Yes, the 1st of August.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you, your birthday is the Queen of Diamonds Day.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have something to write with?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So your birth card is the Queen of Diamonds, which
okay.
I describe this card, the subtitle I have in my book and on my greeting cards is Gifted Intelligence. This is a highly intuitive, highly intelligent card.
Okay.
Because you are so intuitive, intelligent and your mind works so quickly, it can be a challenge sometimes not to have expectations of other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
It's easy to expect other people to understand what you do or get things as fast as you do, and they may not. Now, being a Leo, your planetary ruling card, you can look all these cards up on my website.
Okay.
Your planetary ruling card is the Five of Diamonds, which is a seeker of truth.
Okay.
And so just by your mere existence, you're a bit of a change agent for other people.
Okay.
You're probably also very intuitive, psychic, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then your spirit card is the Three of Diamonds. And your soul card is the Nine of Diamonds. So you have all diamonds. Your whole life is about values and what's important, what things are worth, and what people ought to be doing and what they ought not to be doing. You're the queen governing that. This is a lot of diamond energy that you have here.
Okay.
Your learning happens through your relationships.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Absolutely.
The Queen of Diamonds is, you know, the card lives in the Saturn line, in the life path. And so discipline is really, really important for you.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, it's very important that you realize that you deserve to have whatever it is you want, not from a place of false entitlement, but from a place of receiving the gifts that life has to give you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, perfectly, yes.
You're brilliant, and it's important that, you know, you share that with the world.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want to tell me your age?
I was born in 1961.
You're going to make me do the math.
I could tell you, I guess, but I don't, I'm very not conscious of my age. Let's put it that way, I don't really.
Okay.
Wait. Sorry.
Well, your values are probably changing quite a bit this year since your last birthday regarding who you are and how best to manifest the power that you feel within you.
Right.
It's all about embracing that right now and also taking responsibility to bring your relationships into their proper order and balance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are major issues. Do you do any writing? Have you thought about that at all?
Yes, I have thought about it, and yes, I've thought about it. Yes,
uh-huh.
Very much.
Well, with all these diamonds, you know, you have
okay.
the ability to take action with your thoughts. So
yes,
I'm going to
okay.
suggest that you explore that realm, even yes. with your own imagination, because there's a lot of energy around that right now.
Okay, that's not the first time I heard that.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious. Right. Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
Tony, thank you for calling in.
Okay, and I'll just continue to listen. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, Paris. That's
Paris is calling.
Paris is the city of love, and today is a day that's all about love, isn't it?
Yes.
And the power of love.
Paris, by name, is the Jack of Diamonds.
Another diamond.
Yes, and her past life card, Tony's past life card, so I'm sure she's been there before.
Mm.
And Valentine's Day is the Jack of Diamonds, interestingly enough, because the Jack of Diamonds is the entrepreneur. However, the Jack of Diamonds sits in Neptune, which is fantasy, and Uranus, which is that which is unpredictable, which love very much has to do with both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of quirky.
So how does a diamond manifest? Is it through thought, as you said?
A diamond manifests more through action. A club manifests through thought.
Uh-huh.
The heart manifests through feeling and connecting through love and emotion. And then the club is the mental realm. So it's all about, you know, gathering information, sharing information, then gathering more information and sharing more information.
Don't I know about that?
You know about that. That's what you do.
Yes.
And then the diamond says, let's take action. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've used this example before. If you were a teacher in a classroom and you had a project that you presented to the children, all the heart children would want to gather together and do it together. And the clubs would run off to the library on their own and research, perhaps to their detriment. The diamonds would just run out the door with the idea and start doing it. Maybe they could think a little more first. And the spades would be there, too. They would work diligently, make sure they covered all the details, and then they would be sure to tell everyone else what they missed. So it's like, it's fascinating because in the realm of our evolution as humankind, we go from the heart suit through the club suit through the diamond suit to the spade suit. And I think perhaps the heart time was when we lived in caves and, you know, rocked each other to sleep at night. And we're in the information age now, in the age of making money, and many of us are also in the wisdom of the spade suit. So spanning the whole deck is really ideal, and each one of these suits has a high side and a low side.
Mm-hmm.
And the high side of the hearts is compassion, and clubs is understanding. Diamonds is values, higher values, integrity, and spades represent wisdom. And there's so many different levels. that exist in there, from the unconscious to the mundane to the awakened, you know, and the physical and spiritual and the emotional and the mental. You can look at any one of these suits in those ways and any one of these cards in those ways. Each one of the cards is like a doorway into an entire universe, and they all lead back to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I saw this, that particular aspect of things, it was like such a beautiful confirmation of our oneness. Because we are on a journey through time together. And when we can see the matrix of time, which is what this system reveals, then we can actually have a perspective from the fifth dimension. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Then we choose how to be in relationship with time and the influences we have with it. Time's amazing because it doesn't really exist, but we've created a whole structure to believe that it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. Do you ever have the experience? I mean, I've had the experience of, you know, time is so relative, especially experience of time. And there are times when I really feel like I stretch time. And there are times when time is just seems to go by very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So it is so much a perceptual thing.
Well, I like to use the example that, you know, we're born with a certain amount of time. That's our real bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we're present, our interest rate goes up because our quality of life experience is expanded by our awareness in the present.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, when I'm really aware in the present, the moments are huge. They're much bigger.
Yes.
If I'm not paying attention, it's like, wow, where did that 3 hours go? And so I kind of liken it to a bank account, you know, that our interest rate's going up and down according to how present we are with the value of our time, because it's limited for every one of us in the body.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, yeah, it is a perceptual.
And I like that idea about being present and the value goes up in the bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I have that experience. And really, for me, somebody, you know, said to me once, really, that we experience time going by it more quickly as we age. Largely because we've had similar experiences before and we don't really, we kind of evaluate each experience as we're having it and relate it to prior experiences. We kind of put labels on things.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of really just being there to experience the newness of the moment.
That may not be at all like the experience that we think it was or is, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That we actually limit ourselves by putting these labels on, and that's why time seems to pass more quickly as we age. Which I think is a very interesting thing to think about.
That's a very interesting concept.
Yeah.
Makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's from our friend Stu L, by the way.
Uh-huh. Oh, it is?
The deep thinker, yes.
Oh, yeah. Love Stu.
Love you if you're out there,
sitting
Sue,
down with him for hours. I can talk to him forever. He's a two of diamonds.
Ah.
Two of diamonds, jack of spades. Those little jack of spades, they're clever puppies.
Oh, yeah. He's a very clever puppy.
Yeah, he is.
So, is anybody else on the line? What's happening? Come
Call
on.
In, people. We Come welcome on. Your phone calls.
Right.
Again, you can go to my website, my book, Cards of Destiny, which is also sold in France, Tony, that book has the delineations for each of the birthdays in it. And 10 Speed Press, my publisher, did a really beautiful job on that book. It's hardcover, full color. Very nice. And then it has a perpetual calendar in the second part. And, you know, you can see that online. You can, if you go on Amazon, you can actually see some of the pages in there. I don't have those on my website. But you can look at the pages. And you can look up your birthday on my site on the calendar that's on there and see what your card is.
You know what's so great about that book?
What?
It's a perfect gift for every occasion.
Yeah.
Because everybody is going to relate to it. And I was telling somebody about the book today, and she said, oh, we're having this group on Tuesday. Do you think you can get Sharon to come to our group? We can all talk about that. You know,
oh, really?
So it's, you know, I think it's, you know, it's, it provides a jumping off point for conversation.
Uh-huh.
It's a great birthday present,
mm-hmm.
a great Christmas present, or
mm-hmm.
whatever other holiday you may celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just a beautiful book, I must say.
Thank you. Yeah. People buy them a lot of the time, 10 at a time on Amazon to give them away at gifts. I know it happens at Christmas. Every year my publisher says, God, the sales just like go up in January. It's like a Christmas present. I'm hoping my new book will be out by Christmas. It won't be out in the stores until January, but I'm hoping that I'll have some before then to be able to offer to people for Christmas. So we'll see.
Well, put me on the list.
I will.
Sure.
You're on the list, darling.
Okay.
You're on the list.
Well, you know, we were talking about me before we were interrupted by the caller.
Yes.
And so one thing that I didn't get is, what is my spirit card?
Your spirit card.
Yes.
Your spirit card is the Five of Clubs, which is the card of the adventurer.
Ooh, I can relate to that,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
And it's very interesting for the Four of Clubs. And all the fours have prominent influences of the five. They have them 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. They either, let's see, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. They have them as their outcome card and their spirit card. Because the four energy can be very fixed. And the
mm-hmm.
five energy doesn't want to be still at all. So it's like a balance between those two.
Mm-hmm.
To, through your experiences, explore and discover, and then bring something from your experience into form and make it solid and usable.
Mm-hmm.
Does that
mm-hmm.
make sense?
I can give you a perfect example of that,
okay.
actually.
We'd like to hear that.
Well, back in 1998, I went to Cuba. With an organization that was going to put on the first ever conference on yoga and music. And this organization was the International Association of Black Yoga Teachers.
Mm.
And I, being the intrepid one who loves adventure,
mm-hmm.
said, yes, I will go on this trip. I have a lot of background in organizing large-scale events and doing citizen diplomacy work, and it just sounds really appealing to me. So we went to Cuba with some connections that we already had. We had a connection to the head of the Cuban Yoga Association, and we had been doing some advanced work. But basically, when we got there, we didn't know how we were going to make this happen. And it was literally following our intuition that allowed us to make the right connections to make it happen. And that we, you know, we went, you know, to meet with some sort of quasi-governmental groups, and definitely that door did not open for us.
Hmm.
And it was really, you know, and we came out of that meeting, and I had this guidebook with me, which was kind of like the Naked Planet Guide to Cuba or something of like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, well, I'm going to just open the book to any page, and we'll see what it says. So I was using the book as an oracle.
Right.
And I opened it, and it said, it recommended this restaurant, this Paladar, which is a privately owned restaurant in Cuba that people have in their homes.
Uh-huh.
So I looked up, and there was this restaurant called Amor, right next to where we were standing. And we went upstairs to this restaurant, which was up on the top floor of an apartment building. It was beautifully decorated with antiques. And we had an incredible meal there. And so we began to ask, well, why is the restaurant named Amor? We find out that the name of the restaurant is after this woman who founded it, that her name is Amor. And that she was, and she came over and met us, and she happened to be one of the foremost musicians in Cuba. And she had a band of women musicians. This band had been going on for 66 years. She was not 66. She was much younger than that, but it was like something that had been going on since before the revolution. And the band was called Anacauna. And Anacauna was the native queen of Cuba. And to make a long story short, we became friends with them more. She invited us to hear the band rehearsing. One thing led to another. All these connections opened up, and boom, we were having a festival of yoga and music, which took place the following year. But it was really through allowing that adventurer part of myself to engage, and then coming back and bringing that down into form, that this event actually took place.
Okay, now that's a great story. Thank you for sharing that. And I want to play off that a little bit relative to the cards, because that card of the adventure is your spirit card.
Mm-hmm.
And our spirit card represents who we are inside.
Okay.
This is the card. This card actually brings our challenges and our opportunities. When we embrace the challenge, it immediately becomes an opportunity. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that card represents our inner psyche, our inner awareness, and the part of us deep down inside that wants to come out and express itself. And for you, it would express itself through taking risks or doing unusual things or going on journeys that perhaps weren't originally planned. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what you did.
Mm-hmm. And really, you know, when I was teaching marketing, one of the things that I taught was about out-of-the-box thinking, using out-of-the-box tools. And that was very effective for me,
to
really have people think differently about how they can put elements together to create results.
Yes. And that, you know, that would come naturally to you. You understand how to do that because it's part of your essence.
Mm-hmm.
Not something you would have to think about.
No, I'm just an out-of-the-box type of a person.
You're an out-of-the-box girl.
Absolutely.
You are, and, you know, it really comes down to doing what comes natural to us, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, we've been talking a lot over this past year about my journey, and certainly this past year has been about letting go of what doesn't work, about allowing those things to die that don't really serve me. And so much of what I've gained during the past year is listening to that inner voice that's saying yes, 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 or no, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have an ability with my intellect to overcome the no, no, no.
Yes.
Usually to my detriment.
Yeah, well, no, I can totally relate to that.
And this year I was just absolutely forced to let go.
Well, that's
let
because you had the
work.
Nine of Spades all year long.
Yes.
The death card, the card that comes and says, give up the ghost. You know, anything that isn't working, it has to go. And you're smart enough that you were aware of that and you chose to let go of those things. If we're not, it can be a hell of a journey. It can get very rough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At one point, I mean, I literally got really sick.
Uh-huh.
And I felt awful. And then I went to the doctor and, like, I had... Like my cholesterol was like ginormous, and I had, you know, all this other stuff was going on with me. And it was really a message, okay, Audrey, let go. So I had taken on some projects. I got in touch with I wasn't truly enthusiastic about those projects, if I tell myself the honest truth about it.
Uh-huh.
And so I contacted those people, and I said, you know, I really need to have some downtime right now. I have to do some serious self-healing, and I'm going to have to let go. I'm sorry if this is inconvenient to you, but that's the way it is.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't easy, because, you know, my ego did certainly rear its little head there and say, what are people going to think about you, blah, blah, blah. But I did it. And you know what? My healing took place really, I mean, I had amazing results in terms of turning my whole health condition around in a relatively short period of time. And I think it was because I was willing to listen to that little voice inside of me that was saying, stop. Don't go ahead. Just stop.
The magic comes when we're true to ourselves.
Totally.
Always. I think that's the secret.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're true to ourselves and we honor ourselves more than anything else, it's very powerful, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot you had that nine of spades all year.
Yeah. But you were such a great guide to me through that. You know, I really understood that it was letting go of things that didn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
Letting go of things that I thought I had to do to make money that I wasn't really committed to on a heart level.
I had that card governing me for 7 years.
Wow.
It was sitting right on top of me for 7 years. And a lot happened during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And what I came to understand, one of the things that I came to understand about that kind of intense influence is that when we choose to step into a position of command and decide, I'm going to be the initiate, rather than having to be initiated, which is a whole different experience, when we decide that, you know, I want to put my foot forward. I want to sit down and discipline myself. You know, I want to take the steps I need that I know that are going to help me be more clearly aligned with myself, let go of what I no longer need, be true to the essence of my being, rather than hanging on to security or doing what pleases other people or making decisions that don't feel right. And to take that step and that initiative is the key to opening up the doors to, you know, unseen realms of amazing goodness and gifts from life. It's wonderful.
Well, as soon as I started to let go is when the new things started to show up. This television show showed up because I let go of the other stuff. I'm very clear about that.
I believe that. I absolutely believe that.
And I feel like everything that I've done on the show thus far has been sort of the preamble. It's been the kind of rehearsal period, getting my chops, learning how to do this. And now I'm just really moving into really building a business around the television show and looking at how to do that. But I kind of, you know, with my partner, Mark, my partner in the television show, we kind of said, well, we'll build it and everything will come.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just do the show every week. And that was our commitment. It wasn't a commitment to let's figure out how we can make a business out of it or anything, or, you know, let's take a course first, or we have to think about this for a long time. It was like we had 3 weeks before the, you know, before we're at the starting gate and we said, okay, we're going for it. And we've done 25 shows in the last several months, since November. And it's been a wonderful learning experience. Every time I do the show, I thoroughly enjoy it. I feel like it's so much closer to my true passion than anything I've ever done in my life. And if I think back to my earliest kind of desires and things that I wanted to do, when I was a little kid, I used to play this game with my brother called Dora Dog. Now, Dora Dog was a TV show that I made up.
Uh-huh.
And I know it sounds weird. I even have a theme song, and if we really have a lot of time, I'll start singing it.
No, let's not do the theme song. But another
but
time,
it
perhaps.
That same, you know, that impetus to communicate, to entertain, to, you know, was always there inside of me. But for a long time, I said, well, I'll support other people in doing this, or I'll produce events where other people show up. And instead of allowing myself to be the one who showed up.
Uh-huh.
And finally, I got it.
Yeah. And that's often the way it goes, you know. And when we do things that we love to make ourselves happy, I think it's the very best gift that we can give ourselves. When I started doing this radio show, I mean, I did not do this for a business. I don't even, you know, I just wanted to be able to talk to people. I have a book out there. It's all over the world. I want to talk to these people. I want to know who's out there. You know, I want to be able to share what I know and you know, serve people in the way that I know how that can make a difference for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't a money-making venture for me. It actually cost me money to do it. You know what I mean? And it's like there's this wonderful... I get so excited when I talk to people on the phone, and usually there's people calling in the whole show. But, you know, I'm happy to be talking to you right now.
I'm happy, too.
I know.
And I hope that you, those of you out in web radio land are enjoying this as well.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's true that life is very short, and life can be so rich and so full of love and goodness. When we do what makes us happy, I think everybody's given permission to do the same.
Mhm. Mhm. It's interesting, you know. I heard a speaker recently, a guy by the name of Dennis Prager, who's a radio personality.
Uh huh.
And he was taught. He had written a book about that. It's our moral duty to be happy.
Yes, I agree.
And I do have to agree with him as well, that really, not only it is our moral duty, it is there our path to fulfillment.
Mm-hmm. And it is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And often people get into a victim consciousness and think that it's not a choice to be happy. It is a choice. It is a choice. And
totally.
We have the power to make that choice.
Absolutely. And our happiness has nothing to do with the circumstances in which we find ourselves. Our happiness is an inner state of being, actually.
It is. And we choose how we perceive the circumstances and the situations. We make those choices as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that comes from our conditioning and what we've been taught. But I'm a firm believer that if something isn't creating happiness for us, you know, we really have to look. One of the things that, you know, my relationship book is about, it's about relationship compatibility, but it's not about whether or not we're compatible. It's how we're compatible, because each and every person and each and every situation that comes into our life, I believe, is there for a reason and that we've called it there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something that we want to become aware of. And whether that be our relationship with ourselves and something that we're not conscious of. Because I have to say, I mean, doing this book, you know, some situations came up. You know, I had two publishers wanting it, and all these things were going on, and different things were happening. I was going, wow, this book is about relationship, and lots of relationships are, you know, coming to the surface to be seen or appearing at the door or calling on the phone in a multitude of ways they were showing up. And I thought, I decided that this was a gift and that, you know, by me paying close attention to what was going on, that tremendous growth and insight could be gained from that. And it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it went into the book. You know, there were things that wanted to be in that book that I wasn't aware of. And so situations came up that created the opportunities for me to become aware of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
And, wow, it was incredible. when I realized what was happening.
Uh-huh. So you're somewhere you are calling that force and that that learning. And you know, we talked I think earlier about the idea of greater unities and that every single card in the deck is a reflection of who you truly are.
Yes.
In the biggest sense.
In the biggest sense, in the grandest ways, and the most revealing.
Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, you know, what happens to us is that we judge our experience, or we judge people who come along or whatever, and we create that separation.
Mm-hmm. When we have the opportunity to be open and curious and receptive like a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And that was, you know, what I was just speaking about a minute ago with the book. It's like all the while my intention was to really serve this oracle in the best way possible so that people could gain more insight and self-awareness from their relationships. Wasn't for my own selfish needs or my intention was really how do I best do this to serve this body of information and, you know, to create a book that actually reveals things to people that they may not otherwise discover through their relationships. So it became sort of a journey of, you know, what's that title I'm trying to think of?
A journey of discovery, self-discovery?
Well, no, it was a movie title or something that came to mind.
Journey to the Center of the Earth?
Didn't quite get there. Journey to, yeah, right, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Oh, you forgot something. Did you leave this here? Oh, yes. I'll take that. That's mine. Yeah. Life is definitely dynamic. There's nothing static about it. And I feel every moment is so loaded. Like an old colleague of mine from the corporate world came to visit me at the beginning of the week. And he knew nothing about the cards. And so after he got over his jet lag, I started sharing with him. And I was showing him da-da-da-da-da and who he was and whatnot. And he was reading in his book. And then he started reading about his whole family. And he was blown away at the accuracy. And then I showed him, okay, so this is your yearly cycle. This is your three-month cycle. I said, let's look at your lunar cycle, which is the 28-day cycles, we have 13 of them in the year.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because this is more about up close and personal, what's going on in the moment stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want to see where you are, where we are relative to each other, because a lot of times when someone goes to visit someone, they're actually sitting in their house in the cards. So I look up his cycle, and sure enough, his 10 of hearts is sitting in my King of Diamonds house. I said, you see, because we were trying to get together the month before,
mm-hmm.
and this card influence started on the 11th. He got here on the 12th. And I said, see, you're in my house. I said, where are you right now? And he just started laughing. He goes, this is freaking me out. So anyway, well, it's our time has come to an end. I, as always, have enjoyed our conversation very much.
I've enjoyed it tremendously, and plus we got a call from Paris, France.
We got a call from Paris, and I'm going to take that personally and check out the airfare. I have a very good friend in France I've been wanting to visit. I want to let you all know I do private readings for people. Check out my website, sign up, send me an email, say hello, whatever. My book's on there as well. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. Audrey, I'd like you to quickly pitch your TV show tomorrow.
Yes, my show is called The Naked Salon, and only the conversation is naked. You can watch the show without reservations and let your children watch it. And it is on the GotWeb TV gotwebtv.com network. That's got, like, got milk, got web TV. So go on there, and it's at 11 to noon. That's Pacific time, so adjust your time accordingly. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about a quantum approach to weight loss. And our author tomorrow says that all going on, what your weight loss is all going on between your ears. So it's what you think that governs whether or not the food that you eat goes on your hips or not.
Great.
So I am very interested in finding out more about this, and I hope that you'll all have an opportunity to join us. Sharon is going to be joining us, so those of you who haven't seen Sharon live, in you can see exactly how gorgeous she is, and you already know how intelligent she is. So please tune in.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for being here with me today.
My pleasure.
And I want to thank all the listeners for being with us today. And I hope you will come back next week and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you. I want to thank BBS Radio as well. Okay, darling. Talk to you later.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.